You're listening to SBS News.
Well, I'm particularly proud to have the opportunity to be Prime Minister, announcing the first ever Prime Minister's Prize for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Knowledge Systems. And the winner, the inaugural winner, but certainly not the last, for 2025 is Professor Michael Weir.
Western science recognising the value of Indigenous knowledge. Professor Michael Weir is the inaugural winner of the Prime Minister's Prize for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Knowledge Systems.
It's amazing. I think it's a humble feeling I got, but I always want to make sure that I do my best, and I'm the first, but I don't want to be the last, so it's a big task ahead for me.
Professor Weir is a Mulgina traditional custodian of Shark Bay in Western Australia. He's also the founder of Tidal Moon, Australia's first Indigenous-owned sea cucumber fishery and marine restoration enterprise.
Well, the sea cucumbers, they're Australia's first trade, so I wanted to recreate Australia's first trade and bring it to a post-colonised world. But right now, they're being bought by the Chinese. We have a Singaporean buyer who sends them up to China, but we're trying to pivot the market towards the West and develop health and beauty products.
Sea cucumbers are this country's oldest export. First Nations people in Arnhem Land would trade them with the Macassans. The cucumbers are used as a food source, particularly in Asian cuisine, and in traditional medicine for a wide range of ailments.
Well, sea cucumbers have great amino acids, they have good protein, they're full of collagen, good stuff for the gut, and they're also good stuff for your skin. We're at the early stages, but we've done some reports with CSIRO, the Harry Butler Institute, the Harry Perkins Institute, and the future looks good, but we've got to do more research, and that's where the Western science and traditional knowledge comes together.
Under Professor Weir's leadership, Tidal Moon is partnering with scientists in a world-first project to restore seagrass.
We want to bring a cultural-directed solution to the world to show how we can restore our sea meadows in Shark Bay, and hopefully we're doing a good job so far because we've just been awarded a 13-year translocation permit. And it's been hard work, but I said last night, when merit meets opportunity, good things can happen.
Indigenous divers are playing a key role in environmental observation and seagrass restoration.
Seagrass is very important to Shark Bay. It also filters a lot of the nutrients through. It stops currents. It stores carbon. There's ancient carbon beneath the sea meadows as well, so it plays a very vital role for both climate, biodiversity and traditional knowledge and custodians.
An innovation that's bringing Indigenous knowledge systems to the forefront of marine conservation. Michael Rennie, NITV News.